This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind. The countdown to Christmas is on. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Ty, the radio god Mitchell, is here as well. We have the Christmas cheer. We have the Christmas music. Busy show today. Governor Doug Burgum, Senator John Hoeven in a moment. Congressman Kelly Armstrong as well. Your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome at 701-258-0550. 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 or me at 701-367-2054. One texter from last hour says the federal family leave media spun all of this to cause controversy. All this act says is federal employees can't be denied to use their annual leave or sick leave for 12 weeks after birth. It's not an additional leave like it appears. All right. Appreciate that information. Obviously, a few of you concerned about that, so appreciate the calls, the comments as well. We're at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 today, broadcasting live. We'll be here all day long till 5 o'clock at the Bismarck location, which is in Rock Island Place in front of Sam's Club off the Bismarck Expressway. But the deals for Christmas delivery available at West Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot locations as well today of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables. Two more with Vince Webker coming up in just a bit. Right now, Congressman Kelly Armstrong joins us. Kelly joins us each and every week to answer any questions you might have and talk a little bit about what's happening in the United States House, which I know has been real quiet lately. Are you getting a Christmas? Is that the plan? Are you still going to be able to come home with your family and get a little bit of Christmas, Kelly?
We'll get home. I mean, I think nothing, and Senator Cramer said this numerous times, nothing gets Congress moving faster than a deadline, particularly when it's Christmas.
What is the latest on the impeachment circus on the House side?
Well, I mean, where do you start? A lot's happened. We have two articles of impeachment. They're both very vague. They're both very nebulous. And then Chairman Nadler filed a midnight 632-page report alleging a whole bunch of things that were never even close to proven in the Judiciary Committee. So tomorrow we're going to vote on impeachment on the floor of the U.S. House. I'm going to spend all day down here. I'm going to help other members who are going to speak on it. And because I've been a part of it since January 3rd when I got here. You know, Scott, I tell a lot of people this when I get asked, because I think you and I did radio either the day I got sworn in or the day after I got sworn in. And the first question you asked me is, are they going to impeach the president? And I remember I said on the radio, I said, they're absolutely going to impeach this president. They don't have a choice. They'll have to feed their base. And so towards the end of the year, on our way home for Christmas, they're doing exactly what I called they'd do on January 3rd.
Do you think they know this is every day becomes more of a political loser? Do they get that it didn't go like they had hoped at one point?
I don't know. They have to look at the same stuff that we're looking at. But, I mean, there's been a lot of talk over the last 10, 12 days as to how many Democrats they'll lose. But I would counter that with say whatever you want about her, but Speaker Pelosi's never lost a big vote. So I think the minute that the Judiciary Committee moved forward with articles, they were going to impeach in the House, and now it's going to go to the Senate.
We famously heard that Speaker Pelosi, was not shown the actual transcript and was, told about this, what was in it, before actually the transcript came out and was sort of, rushed into that. Do you buy that? Do you think she didn't have all the facts before proceeding?
I do, and partially because I think the president called their bluff and released the transcript. I think this whole thing came out. I would be more interested in how much coordination she knew was going on between Adam Schiff, Adam Schiff's staff, and the whistleblower trying to make this decision.
Yeah, it is really extraordinary what's going on. Has it changed the, camaraderie is the wrong word because that probably doesn't exist, but at least basic decorum and decency between members of, you know, one party and another. Has that gotten, you know, much more ugly than it had been, you know, when you first started in Congress?
Well, between leadership on the Judiciary Committee, absolutely. I mean, there's some, I mean, there's things that have happened that just simply should not happen. And, you know, and those are internal issues, and those are things that, I mean, the American people don't care if the ranking member and the chairman and their staffs aren't getting along. And I understand that, but they should care, because that's how real tough issues come forward. If you have trust, even if you disagree with people, if you have trust that the system will work and that the minority, what few minority rights we have will be dealt with. And it's going to take a while for that to get fixed back in judiciary. But I think the real danger here is how this is going to be utilized in the future, because we have lowered the bar on this issue so much. I mean, just imagine if the Iran-Contra affair, which is a very politically charged affair, very controversial affair. Obviously, we know things were done that should not have been done, but that never got anywhere close to impeachment. There were hearings. There were political consequences. There were a lot of different things that happened, which is right. That's how it's supposed to work. If that happened in this current environment, particularly with this new bar being so low, I'm concerned we're going to be doing impeachment every single time the party who controls the House is different than the party who controls the White House.
And there didn't seem to be any concern of that amongst the Democratic leadership of Nancy Pelosi and her chair. They never really seemed to even consider that. They're in their zeal to, you know, hate this president and impeach this president, they didn't really think, gosh, the tables could be turned, did they? I mean, you don't see any concern in that regard at all.
No, and I mean, if there's one thing that I can say, it's there is a very large portion of the Democratic members of the U.S. House that are so myopic in their hate for this president that it blinds their judgment as to long-term issues. Just go to, I mean, President Trump, and I think it was great that he released the phone call, but, I mean, think of it in the future of any president we have talking to a foreign leader and the consequences of knowing that call that could become public purely for political reasons in the other country, in the United States. That causes our commander-in-chief a lot of problems, not just today, not just tomorrow, but in the future.
What do you expect in the final vote? I know there were just two Democrats that went along with the Republicans. Some have said they're going to have to be more this time around that are looking at the poll numbers on this, which are not exactly going their way, and probably be more. I mean, do you think you get to double digits in Democrats that join Republicans against this?
I don't, and this goes back to what I said before. I don't think Speaker Pelosi can take a double-digit hit on this before they send it over to the Senate, which means they won't get a double-digit hit on this. And it's going to be interesting to watch some of my friends. A lot of the ones that came out already, that's one of the things that's frustrating me there's nothing heroic about this. They had made their thoughts and process on this known formula, and it's a really interesting media narrative that's going on, that now all of a sudden the media cares about minority rights in the Senate and that all these moderate Democrats are voting for impeachment. They were always going to vote for impeachment.
Yeah, I didn't see him caring too much about minority rights in the House when you were going through this process, did you?
No, not at all. And that's the danger of purely partisan impeachment. And that's what I mean about the view. I mean, did they not? I mean, I've known who's controlled the Senate since I've been here. I'm fairly certain they did as well.
A texter says, "Hey, Scott, what's on my mind? I called Congressman Colin Peterson's office and asked how he plans to vote on impeachment. They told me he does not have an official vote one way or the other. I told them I would recommend he vote against it and switch parties. I told them the Democrats are so unhinged and off to the left, it's time to switch parties. Hauling beans to Dawson today, just west of your hometown." Well, thank you very much. Appreciate the update. There's little doubt that Congressman Peterson will remain a no vote, isn't there?
Yeah, and there's also almost, I would say, zero doubt that Colin Peterson will remain a Democrat. Colin Peterson is that old nonpartisan league Democrat, and I mean, if nothing else, he's been one his whole life. I can't imagine him switching sides over this, but I can't imagine he'll vote yes either.
Knowing everything you know of being in the weeds through this whole thing and the private testimony and the public testimony, do you look at any of what you saw and say, boy, the Trump administration would have saved themselves a lot of hassle if they hadn't done that, or is all of this cooked up? Is there nothing but garbage here, or do you see anything that is, you know, can be used, even though it obviously isn't impeachable, that can be used to suggest wrongdoing?
I think there's, I mean, if you're predisposed, you can have a valid criticism of how the president conducts foreign policy. You can have that argument. And I think there are people that could make good arguments to that. I don't particularly see any problem with it. But the problem is, one, that's not impeachable. And two, if you don't like how an elected official conducts any business, there's a solution to that. Vote against him in the next election. But this goes back to it. President Trump got elected because he speaks this way. President Trump got elected because he doesn't do things the way all other politicians did it. So, of course, he's going to take criticism. And when you communicate as much as he does, of course you're going to, I mean, there's going to be things that I personally wouldn't say or somebody wouldn't. But that's not the point. This is the third time in the history of the U.S. House we are impeaching a president. And it needs to be substance and not just style.
Take a break. Come back with more with our guest, Congressman Kelly Armstrong. We're at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Bismarck today. Deals good at all the locations. They deliver before Christmas. Looking at a sauna over here. Could be mine for $108 a month. I think I like that. More coming up after this. Red Rock Auto is in Watford City, North Dakota, with Dodge and Chrysler products, Jeep as well. Adam Nelson, the owner, is with us. What brought you to Watford City?
I think it was really the perspective that we got after we came out into Williston with the Ford dealership up there. And being that close to Watford City, it gave us a firsthand perspective on the amount of activity, the amount of commerce, the amount of real industry around the Watford City area.
What's the environment like in Watford City for an entrepreneur?
We found it just very inviting. The way they kind of greet you with the open arms in Watford City, everyone from the planning and zoning to city officials, they make it easy to do business in Watford City.
What would you want current and future residents of Watford City and the region to know about Red Rock Auto?
Well, we're here to serve you. We want to build relationships and serve this community for a long time. Watford City it's been a great place to set up a business in. And so when you're out about the state, I encourage people to come this direction.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Not quite yet. I think we're good on snow, don't you guys? I think we're good on snow. Maybe when we melt a little bit, then we'll go along with this. Brought to you right today on What's on Your Mind by H.A. Thompson & Sons. Do you know they've been at it since 1908? Started really as a Bismarck business, but now have grown and grown and grown. Of course, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. Link service allows H.A. Thompson & Son to give you cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements, and they're doing this for buildings and business owners throughout the region, more than 1,000 now, 1,000, that's right. Free estimates, you can't go wrong, just ask, it's for you, 701-223-3393, hatandsons.com. We're at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Bismarck today, of course, all four locations today. Inviting you to come on in and take a look at the last-minute Christmas gift-giving ideas. If somebody just wants to step out of the box a little bit and go a little bit different, what would you recommend for a great Christmas gift they'll be using forever?
Well, something we never talk about. How about a massage chair? Ooh. I mean, they're crazy good. And, you know, come on in and try that out today. In 20 minutes, you're going to be like, did that just happen?
That's the one you have to feed dollar bills at the airport.
Right.
This one, you'd never have to do that. You just plug it in. It's yours.
Plug it in and hit it. And, it's wild.
Wow. So check those out. Looks like a spaceship, but it does the trick.
It does.
Hot tubs, saunas, pool tables. There's game tables like, foosball and bubble hockey the fantastic shuffleboard.
Yeah, tell you what, how about a little foosball? That's a game from the past, and regular price on an Olhausen foosball table, $1,500. Come in, take one home today for $899.
Great deal, and we'll throw in a MyPillow. Actually, if you just browse it, stop by and say, hey, heard it on the radio, we'll hand you MyPillow while they last, so come on in. Back with more with Congressman Kelly Armstrong on What's on Your Mind Today. Couple of calls waiting with questions and comments. Also want to talk a little bit about some of the legislation unrelated to impeachment. What do you know that is making its way through the House? Some, okay and some not so okay. So we'll do that more. Let's find out what Jamie and Bismarck has in the way of a question for Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Jamie.
Morning.
Hi, Jamie.
I just seen there was a bill that passed the House giving amnesty to 1 million illegal alien farm workers in California. I don't know if it hit the Senate yet or not, but my question is, I've seen a bunch of Republicans that voted for that, and this gets frustrating when this happens because we're cutting our own throats because most of these people end up being Democrat supporters, so I don't know why one damn Republican would vote yes on giving 1 million more illegal aliens. That's 700 and some thousand more Democrat votes. Even if they don't vote, they're still sympathetic to Democrats. So, and I mean, I never hear you guys stand up and say anything about this. You're cutting our own throats here. I don't think you voted for it. I guess I looked to some of the roll call, but maybe you can give me a little more insight on this.
Yeah, I didn't vote for it. Egg labor is a huge issue in North Dakota. There's a lot of different issues with that bill, not the least of which is amnesty and a right towards that, which you were just discussing, but also it just really didn't. It was really weighted towards dairy and like sheep and goats. And I think they were trying to get some people in the Midwest to support it, but it just didn't solve any of North Dakota's egg labor issues that I could see. And also, again, I think you can solve the egg labor, a temporary worker problem without dealing with any form of amnesty. I mean, this is a bigger, longer conversation that has to occur. But to deal with that, and I mean, for the Republicans who did support it, I think it's a group. I mean, there are a lot of people in this town that have thought that this immigration fight has never gotten any traction because of everything that goes on, and they may not even support necessarily the bill so much as moving it to the Senate to see something moves forward. But you should be at least somewhat happy, I think, is because I don't think this has any sea legs at all in the Senate right now.
Thanks for the call, Jamie. Texter says, ask Kelly about Jeff Van Drew and if he's getting heat from his Democratic colleagues for switching sides.
Oh, I can't imagine he's not. He had 5 staffers quit. You know, he served in the state house over there and did a lot of things, but he's a very moderate Democrat. He did what he thought was the right move, and will. We appreciate that. That gets harder and harder all the time, and he'll be welcomed on our side of the aisle, and we're glad to have him. I think John Curtis is upset because Congressman Van Drew will now, without a doubt, be the best dressed member in the Republican conference.
So I was shocked beyond words when I heard that moments after announcing that impeachment was headed for a vote, that USMCA would be right behind it. Really big surprise there. I think Nancy Pelosi thought it was going to resurrect, you know, see, we're bipartisan, see, we're doing real things, you know, whatever. But regardless, I guess at least we're getting a vote. When do you see that happening?
That'll be, I'm assuming, the last thing we do. So probably Thursday or maybe Friday. I'm not entirely sure. They're going to, I mean, this is absolute politics. And you know what? It could have happened a lot earlier, and it should have happened a lot earlier, but we're just happy it's happening. So I don't think they're going to get the political win from it, because this is a win for North Dakota. This is a win for the country, and this is a trade deal that President Trump negotiated. But the bottom line is getting done. It's unfortunate that it'll have to wait until after impeachment goes to the Senate to get approved over there, but it's progress. We're getting it done. Whatever the opposite of surprised is, was what I was when found out that we were going to have impeachment and USMCA in the same week.
Yeah, in fact, it's blatantly obvious, the little game that's gone on there. How about the prescription drug bill? You know, that one's been in the hopper and talked about a lot. Also voted on that. I see you voted against it. What did she put in it that upset you?
Yeah, well, first of all, they're subsidizing. I mean, they're putting artificial price caps in. They're allowing the government to negotiate, but it's not really a negotiation. It's the definition of a strong arm tactic. But there is real, but it's not a good bill, and it's one of the frustrating things in this town. The Senate passed a package with, whether you love it or hate it, had real bipartisan support from both sides. In fact, most of the criticism on the Senate side came from the conservative groups. We passed a package of bills that passed two committees without a single no vote and ended up getting Obamacare navigator riders put on in rules. So there's a real bipartisan solution here. And actually, the Republicans have a companion bill to the Senate bill called H.R. 19, which gets to the heart of a lot of these issues. And instead of dealing with the bipartisan work that has been done, Speaker Pelosi rolled out the liberal wish list pharmaceutical bill that, again, has no chance. It doesn't have a chance of passing in the Senate. It doesn't even have a chance of being brought up in the Senate, which, I mean, some of these things are messaging. You know, there's not a lot of compromise on gun control. There's not a lot of compromise on Second Amendment issues and, you know, pro-life issues. But there are issues that there are people on both sides in both chambers that want to work on. But until leadership gets their act together on the House side, that's never going to happen.
Few seconds left. You have some other bills on funding, keeping the government open. Have you seen those yet? Any idea how your vote on those?
Yeah, you know, we've got 2,600 pages. Sometime after 6 o'clock at last night, they're going to ask me to vote on it within an hour and a half. I can't imagine I'm going to be able to support them, simply because I don't think me and my staff are going to have time to have gone through them. I ran on that. I mean, there's going to be good stuff in there. There's going to be bad stuff in there. But if people don't take a stand and say, you can't fund government this way, you have to work through a lot of different, or you have to work with members and do this the right way, it's never going to change. And it's $50 billion, I think, above the caps. But I mean, Scott, in all honesty, I haven't been to the office yet because I came to the floor. I'm going to go sit down with my staff right now and figure out what the hell's in these things.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. Good to chat with you. We'll chat again. Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate the time. Historic day for him tomorrow on the floor. Members head to vote on impeachment.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. As U.S. House Democrats prepare for a vote on two articles of impeachment against President Trump tomorrow, the Senate's top Democrat Chuck Schumer is calling for testimony to be heard from current and former White House officials when it reaches a Senate trial. However, the top Republican, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, indicated on the Senate floor a short time ago that's not going to happen.
The Senate is meant to act as judge and jury to hear a trial, not to rerun the entire fact-finding investigation because angry partisans rushed sloppily through it.
Southwest Airlines now canceling hundreds more Boeing 737 MAX flights. The airline says 300 flights a day are being canceled. Through April, the 737 MAX still grounded since two deadly crashes overseas within months of each other. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
We're in Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, because I don't know about you, but I'm in the Christmas spirit. And I know there's a lot of folks out there that are thinking, what am I going to get that's just going to be perfect? The family's going to love. These are great family gifts. You remember those? I remember that when I was a kid. You get a family gift. It was like, oh, that's so fun. You got something you really want. You know, better than like your brother getting a bike and then you have to borrow the bike. That doesn't. One that everybody gets to use. That's kind of the fun stuff. And that's what they have in droves at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you can come see us right on the Bismarck Expressway, right across from Walmart. And find us at Rock Island Place is where we're at. Carson Wentz is here today, which is kind of nice. It's amazing he can be here in the middle of a busy NFL season, but I'm looking at him right there. Got a football in his hand, so I guess he's you know, getting by with it. We also have some My Pillows here as well, some family fun packs for Mall of America, and Grassroots, copies of the book that I brought along today. So a lot of neat things for you to do. Oasis Petroleum wanted me to tell you that they love the Be the Buffalo spirit of North Dakotans. And like North Dakotans, the team at Oasis has that Be the Buffalo spirit. You know what that means? They go into the storm. They go into the storm. Think about that. A lot of us run the other way. The Buffalo runs into the storm unafraid and is stronger coming out the other side. And a lot of North Dakotans have that way. Teachers, law enforcement, first responders. I could go on and on down that list of people that do it in everyday life. Doesn't matter the profession. It's more the way of, you know, what they've demonstrated. Maybe somebody just, you know, took on a health battle and came out on the other side better off. We want to know who they are. Call the Oasis Petroleum, Be the Buffalo Hotline, 855-200-1776. It's time to talk about one of my favorite schools on the planet Earth, the University of Mary, and the great things that they are doing in online education and distance retention and a lot of wonderful things. The executive director of UMary Online is Rachel Brass, and Rachel is here. Hello, Rachel.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. And you brought Patty McWilliams with you today, didn't you?
Yes.
Hi, Patty.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having us.
Patty is the director of graduate and distance retention. We're going to talk a little about prior learning. Yeah. That's all that stuff you learned, but you've now forgot, and you're going to bring it all back. I don't know what I know a little bit about this because I was a student at the University of Mary, and I was excited to find out that I got some credit for things that I've done. So explain it. What is prior learning?
So for a long time, we have accepted credits for life experience. What you're doing out there every single day, we want to validate all that really great experience into college credit to help you finish up faster and at a lesser cost. And so we've done that with our bachelor's programs, but recently our crediting body changed the regulations, and so now we can also do it for graduate programs. And this is new, and so it's a really, really great opportunity for somebody who's thinking about finishing up their bachelor's or getting their master's degree, that they can go ahead and come and talk to us and find out all these important things that they've done in their career. Let's try to get that towards college credit to help them finish up that much faster.
Patty, how does it work? How do you go about that process?
We sit down with the students, with their success advisors, and review their resume, any job training they have, certifications they have, that how we can turn that into college credit. Once we kind of match it up with our courses from our course catalog of their program of study, we will look at the syllabi and look at the outcomes of the course and how have they met those outcomes of the course in the real world.
Wow. And that does seem like something worth pursuing for folks. It might be just enough to say, okay, I'll get going. Like you say, most importantly, they're doing it sooner with that degree, and they're also doing it with less of a bottom line to that. Where do they do it? How do you explain your online learning platforms where people can do this once they find out what they have in the way of prior learning that counts?
Absolutely. Well, the first step is just to contact us, 355-8030. But we have a variety of programs. You can visit online.umary.edu. And, of course, as always, Scott, if they just say that they heard it on the Scott Henin Show, we'll waive their application fee
for them. I like
that.
That's very nice of you.
Absolutely. Yep. But, you know, contact us. Just give us a call. Talk with Patty. Talk with me. And let's figure out what your career goals are so we can find the right program for you. Or visit our website.
And what kind of questions on this front do you get from prospective students or other students, Patty?
Well, they want to know what they've done in their lifetime, how they can turn that to college credit. It's worth something. They spent a lot of time and effort in their jobs and training. So what we want to do, they want to know, how can I turn that into college credit? I work with them on a portfolio, building their portfolio, and working with the faculty members directly so we can ensure that student will be successful in that portfolio development.
Talk a little bit about the ways that people can earn these credits. You've got so many options. You're so flexible. I love that about the University of Mary. There's worldwide, there's campuses, there's online. But walk us through just the different options that would work with this.
Absolutely. Classes start every 5 weeks, and you can take them one night in the evening, or you can take them online. And you can also customize your schedule. That way, you know, you can focus on your family when you need to, focus on your career. But we want to get you in and get out. You can finish up your degree in as soon as 16 months. And that's a real life changer. It can be a confidence booster. But we want to make sure that we can meet your needs when you need them. Because we know going back to school doesn't mean that you have extra time in your schedule. You're making the time. And so that's where that flexibility really is important. So figure out, do you want that in-person experience? Come talk to an advisor anytime you want. You have a personalized advisor throughout your program. And let's figure out the schedule that works.
I've done that before, and I was one to think I just want to do it on my own schedule. But actually, having the time with other students, you really get invigorated. You get into it. It's really fun, and also generally, a night a week, right?
Yep, one night a week.
So you kind of just plan it, put it into your schedule, and everything else. But also, the online may work well. What kind of feedback do you get, Patty, from students about what works best for them, and what do you advise them when they ask you, "What should I do?"
Well, some students will do it blended. They may do one class one night a week, and then they might have a busy schedule that they'll be traveling with their jobs, and they won't be able to attend that in the evening, so then they'll take the next class online. So we're always working with the students and ensuring that they're doing their degree to completion in a timely fashion. Sometimes if prior learning is not an option for them in their career, there is also testing out of credits to get their degree at a faster pace. And that's DSST and CLEP credits. So after we review that transcript evaluation, we see where is there holes for credit to be completed or courses to be completed, and what can they test out of.
Yeah, that's these folks are pros at the University of Mary. They really are. They've been there, done that. So if you come in and just ask some advice and try to what do I get for prior learning credit? What's this going to cost? What was the best option for me? They'll help you figure it all out and make what can be a daunting process pretty darn easy, for sure. Which I think is a great way to go. And a lot of employers have seen the wisdom in partnering with the University of Mary on programs like this to say, let's give our employees an option to do this, because we need managers, we need people with different skill sets. Talk a little bit about the benefits of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we work with many employers in the area, and we want to offer a scholarship to their employees. So sometimes there's a group of people that they know that they need to elevate into a certain position, and sometimes you just have employees that, for personal or professional reasons, want to go back and they want to go ahead and move up. And so we offer scholarships for both of our undergraduate and graduate programs for employees of our business partners. So all you have to do is contact us. Let's figure out what your needs are as an employer, and let's create a scholarship program together that is going to make that an effective, a timely area so that we can meet your educational needs.
Yeah, I mean, we're a very challenging time recruiting workforce. It's unprecedented, really, probably in North Dakota's history to have more people. More jobs open than there are people searching for jobs. So that just tells you, wow. I mean, if we did this perfect, you'd still be short. And, employers finding that edge is so important to reducing that and retaining and recruiting the right workforce. So I encourage folks to think about that as well. One more time on how folks contact you and get the information.
355-8030 or online.umary.edu. We just really encourage you to give yourself the gift of education. Classes start the week of January 6th.
Coming up very quick here again. And the disciplines again, Patty, the different areas that would be available for the prior learning?
In any of the business credits, some students do a lot of public speaking. And if they need an oral communications course, we can look at prior learning speech for them to transfer into college credit.
All right. Give these folks a call and get started. Take that first step, and your life changes, without question. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Good to talk with you both. Rachel Blash, who is the Executive Director of the University of Mary Online, Patty McWilliams, Director of Graduate and Distance Retention, talking a little bit about prior learning and great opportunities for companies to retain and recruit the right employees. So a lot to love there for sure. I wanted to tell you a little bit about my friends at MyPillow. We brought some MyPillows along today with us here at the Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables 2 location, because we want you to stop by and see some great Christmas gift-giving ideas of all the there's little tags with the, like the sauna next to me, $108 a month. $108 a month. Am I going to get $108 worth of joy out of that? You bet I am. I could, have one less cup of coffee a day, and I'd pay for it, too. So it's a great way to go. Anyway, I want you to stop and see us. We're in Bismarck today, but, of course, the Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables, too, has locations in Minot, West Fargo, and Grand Forks, too. But we'd love for you to stop by and see us here today while we're broadcasting live. We'll be here till 5 o'clock today. So come on by till 5 o'clock today. Just say hi and hello to any of the team here, and we'll get you one of the MyPillows. While the last three copies of the book, Grassroots, A Common Sense Action Agenda for America, as well. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at MyPillow. Did I tell you, Todd, that we gave away the MyPillow towels? Todd and I know a little something about MyPillow towels. We know that they actually do what towels are supposed to do, absorb, moisture. You hop out of the shower and boom. You're dried, right off, because these things actually work. That's our buddy Mike Lindell developing towels that are not only soft but actually work. And you can get them in white stone, mineral gray, ocean blue, and royal purple. And you get a couple of the big ones, 30 by 56, two of the hand towels, which are good size too, 16 by 30, and then two of the washcloths, 13 by 13. These are made in the USA, 100% USA cotton, USA cotton. Right here, made right here. 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, 30% off with the promo code Scott when you buy them. And all you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Do we have Christmas gift-giving ideas or what? Huh? You joking me? Or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. 1-800-228-2828. All right. And chat with Vince Webker some more about wellness. We care about you, folks. Here on What's on Your Mind, we want your 20 to 20 to be a healthy one. We want you to be well. Talk with Vince about that. Wrapping up What's on Your Mind. Don't forget, here till 5 o'clock today. So come on by and say hi.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel, offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota, the Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City, home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next day, please visit newleafhospitality.com. newleafhospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. 9 models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I am too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My pillows are flying out the door from our fine listeners. One fellow with the H.A. Thompson & Sons hat on. We like H.A. Thompson & Sons. This fellow's got a Husqvarna hat on. Looking, good and warm. Going to take good care of him. Browsing around the show floor here at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, which is why we are broadcasting live today, trying to save you from giving an kind of gift to giving a what? Look at this. Is this great or what? Perfect husband-wife surprise. Husband for the wife, wife for the husband. You know, one of them, never expect it. They'll have it delivered, the whole deal. That'd be good. Perfect family gift. I mean, you can't get families together anymore. It's almost impossible. You know, even around the dinner table or, oh, we got hockey, I got this again. Guess what? Well, the hot spring spa, it's a magnet. They want to be in there. So it's a great way to go. It really is. So you got to check it out. Todd's going to tell us about his ride, and then we're going to tell you a little bit more about what's happening today at all four hot spring spas and pool tables, two locations. But first,
there's a forthcoming Cadillac that's got a 38-inch screen inside it. They have a little note to let me know as soon as that gets there, the next Escalade, when that comes out. That's going to be a little bit. The year-end sales going on with the 2019s that just have to get out the door because the 2020s are rolling in. So grab yours. Don't ask about the 38-inch screen thing yet. They're already sick of me bugging them about it. SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Does the Highway Patrol know you have an interest in a 38-inch screen in your new caddy?
They're going to be out there. I ain't going to be the only one with those things. I mean, it's the new Escalade when it comes in 2021. So
wow.
And it'll have super drive, too, which means you let go, and it keeps you in the lane and keeps turning. And I've driven a Cadillac with that. And I tell you what, it's an eerie feeling at first, but it's safe because, I mean, you're right centered in the lane. It knows. I don't know how it knows, but it knows.
Got it. All right. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text me, too, at 701-367-2054. We have Trooper Talk tomorrow. Trooper Talk is back. As we head into the holidays, we'd like to have the Highway Patrol folks on to give you lots of, you know, just sort of plant those seeds on best practices for driving, get you home safe and sound, so looking forward to that. Any other topics, guests, subjects you'd like us to visit about, send us a text. Todd and I love your suggestions on what's on your mind. I want to talk a little bit about wellness before we wrap up today's What's on Your Mind. Vince Webker is here. You hear Vince and I talking about the hot spring spas and pool tables too, and every day made better. Is every day made better because you have a product that is, in fact, contributing to your wellness? Is that the deal, Vince?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you talk about the good things it can do, and maybe, I don't know why you're not ready to do it right now. Just come in. Let's have a conversation. We'd love to share with you all the great wellness benefits of this product, where it can improve you personally, relationally, your work. It makes you better professionally. You know, you talk about a hot tub. That is the true fountain of youth. Youth today isn't defined by age. It's defined by your mobility and your state of mind and your ability to recover. Well, this product gives you all three of those. So, that's just one aspect of wellness. But it is the ultimate wellness tool. Would love to visit with you about it. Even if, again, you're not ready now, come in and we'll share some of the great. I could spend 3 hours talking about all the points that a sauna, a hot tub do for you on the health and wellness side. And it's mind-boggling.
It is. The one I always gravitate to is, your risk of dementia is reduced by a short amount of use every day, right?
Right.
And there's been some great studies about things like that. That just, why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you? You know, if you have a tool that can reduce your risk of these things that, are a part of getting old,
I think of, you know, everybody we talk to on a daily basis. I don't know too many people that don't want to live better or possibly longer. These products will do that for you.
Yeah. And there's some, in addition to the wellness and the fun that comes with the sauna and a hot tub, tell me about some of the other things you have today that you can deliver before Christmas?
Oh, we got foosball, bubble hockey, air hockey, table tennis. What a great game that is. You know, all of these, too, are you don't have to plug them into the wall. You know, you could come and pick up right now, like we said, an Olhausen foosball table. We brought a bunch in for Christmas. Regular price, $1,500. Come and get it for $899. Put it under the tree. Little NDSU, UND pub table sets. We have a Minnesota Viking pub table set. So a lot of great game room ideas, that you could, you know, literally bring home today. How about the 60-1 arcade game? What was your favorite game on there?
Galaga.
Yeah, you're pretty good at it too.
I love that game. I get rather serious about it. Yeah. Maybe Todd could break away and come on over and we'll have a little contest. You know, my wife likes Pac-Man. And I'm okay at that, but Galaga's my game.
Yeah,
I love it.
I'm a centipede guy.
And they've got them all. Now, these hot tubs, you've got priced $105, $108, $125 a month to take them home. Literally just plug them in, right?
Literally have a hot tub starting at $29.99, bring it home, put it in the garage, wherever, fill it with water, plug it in, and get better today.
Yeah, incredible. Same thing with the no interest, no payments financing as well on the hot spring spas. You'll have them by Christmas, folks. Come see us. We're in Bismarck till 5 today at the Hot Spring Spa and Pool Table 2 location, Rock Island Place, in front of Sam's Club off Bismarck Expressway. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot, too. Got
agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include 950 acres of exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land in Rolette County, North Dakota. 200 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, North Dakota. 160 acres of exceptional cropland in Trail County, North Dakota. And an exceptional land lease auction in Logan County, North Dakota, featuring crop and pasture land. For more information on these auctions and many more, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.